How many pieces of equipment is one piece of equipment in the NRL 22? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we are going to talk about a new rule change for the National Rifle League 22 matches. So I'm going to go ahead and just read the rule change. So bear with me here, and I'll put it up on the screen so you guys can read along. And this comes under Section C, Equipment and Positional Shooting, and I'll also put a link down below to the official rules. It says, number one, depending on the stage, only a rifle with a bipod sling and one piece of equipment may be used. The bipod is considered part of the rifle system and is always allowed, except for unsupported position of any kind. Equipment must be 9 inches by 11 inches by 7 inches or smaller. Equipment includes bags, bags with attachments, skid plates, barricade blocks, or attached plates designed to give the shooter a wider footprint. The equipment may be attached to the rifle in any location. Equipment may also be attached to the shooter. The following may never be used: additional bipods, tripods, or monopods. A sling is designed to provide a way to carry the rifle and also to assist in unsupported positional shooting. The sling may attach at one or two points to the rifle. It may have cuffs or adjustments to aid in unsupported positional shooting. Other than a body part, a sling may not be wrapped around an object for added stability. This rule, Section 5, Subsection C, Rule 1, is the only rule that may change during the course of the season. This is due to the creative nature of shooters and the manufacturers and how they constantly invent new ideas and products. If any change to this rule occurs, it will be added to the top of the monthly course of fire for the remaining months in the season for all to see. So that is the main section of the rules that we are concerned with. The biggest takeaway from this, first of all, is that the size of the support bags or the equipment has changed from approximately the size of a volleyball to 9 inches by 11 inches by 7 inches or smaller. My guess would be this is going to facilitate having a box for something like the championships, to where your equipment has to fit inside the box. This is commonly done in handgun competition, to where there is a box in your handgun with your longest magazine has to be able to fit in the box and close the lid. That way they know that it is within dimensions of the rules. So it's much, much harder to do a volume-based thing, size of a volleyball. Well, you know, unless you're going to have something that unscrews and you can put it in and screw the volleyball over top of it, it's a huge pain. So I absolutely understand that change. It makes it easier just to keep the playing field level. The interesting part, and what was clarified in a video done by Janae on the NRL 22 YouTube page, was that one piece of equipment isn't necessarily one piece of equipment the way that they are interpreting it. So they put this nice clarification out, because we have pieces of equipment like the Coltac backbone here. Now, the way I have it set up, it is solidly affixed to this bag. So the barricade bag and the backbone is one piece of equipment. Now, not many people would argue that this isn't one piece of equipment. And for the rules, I can attach it to the rifle, which this was a huge piece of contention, is that if Arca rails, like the one that I have on here, were going to be allowed. Now, with the MDT ACC chassis that I have here, the rail is an integral part of the forend. I can't remove it. I can't add it. If the rules changed, I would just not be allowed to use things that attach to the Arca rail, which is problematic because my bipods are set up to attach to the Arca rail. But under the current rules, I can go ahead and attach this and leave it on there. It's good to go. Or, you know, I can shoot one position with it attached and I can jettison it and then shoot the rest of the positions without it attached, if that is what I feel is necessary. Now, what I can't do is I can't install the backbone on the rifle and go, okay, well, it's part of the rifle, and then use a rear bag and say, that's my one piece of equipment. That's a no-go. This would be the piece of equipment, and I would not be able to use the fortune cookie. Now, if I did want to use the fortune cookie and use some attachment method, again, I could remove it and use it on the rear if I wanted to, or I could take this off the front, flip it, put it under the rear of the rifle and use it as support on the rear. That is perfectly acceptable. Where the big problem you run into is with the gamer plates, things like the plate made by Grey Ops, where you have this very large plate that you can attach to the rifle, and then you use a bag independent of the plate. Because if we use something like the Wee Bad Fortune cookie here, if I set it sideways here, I have a really big flat footprint now. And in conjunction with a gamer plate, I can get a really nice solid flat shooting platform. So that is great for making precision shots. And again, the NRL 22 stages give you a ton of time to be able to get everything set up and lined up and get your 10 shots off. So that is a great deal. Now, that is where things get kind of cloudy because the gamer plate, when used in conjunction with a bag, NRL 22 is now calling that one piece of equipment. As long as those two are in contact with each other, that is one piece of equipment. So it would be like the backbone here without the straps holding it together. The backbone is one piece, the bag is a separate piece, but they are being used together as one piece. So as long as the backbone and the bag are together as one piece, then they are considered one piece. So you can shoot your position with those together, and then if you decide that, say, you're too tall with those two together to get into position, well, you can remove both. So you can remove the plate and jettison the bag, and then you're good to go. What you can't do is you can't remove the bag, keep the plate on here, because then it's a different type of equipment, and use the plate against the barricade. So you have to really be aware of what you're doing, and you have to really plan your stage out to go, okay, I know I'm going to have to kick things off at this point to get low enough to get into this position. And you cannot, as Janae demonstrates in the video, do something like decide, okay, I'm going to a near prone position, so I'm going to use the gamer plate to be stable up front, and then I'm going to take the bag and throw it to the rear, because again, you're separating the one piece of equipment into two. So while they stay in contact with each other, they're considered one piece of equipment. While they're separated, they're considered two pieces of equipment. Now, also, the clarification on the rule is that you may use a different one piece of equipment for each of the different stages. So when you start the stage, you're locked into that one piece of equipment. But then when you go on to the next stage, if it's a different setup and you decide you need a different bag or a different plate or whatever, you may change that up and use a different one piece of equipment for the entirety of the next stage. So now we're getting into this. We can go there with 6 million different bags and pick a different bag for each stage, or 6 million different plates or whatever, and do a different one for each stage. So that, I have mixed feelings about that. The rule change really isn't going to impact the way I shoot. I may use the Coltac backbone a little bit more often, but very often what I found is that just for my own convenience, running a single bag and making it work for everything, it just feels better to me. I enjoy shooting that way a little bit more than having to rack my brain and figure out which piece of equipment I'm going to set up. Limiting my options sometimes expands my creativity a little bit. Again, I don't know it's going to change the way I shoot. I still need to get a Grey Ops plate just to shoot with a little bit and see if I like using a plate at all in PRS style competition as well as NRL 22 style competition, since they are allowed in NRL 22 now. But really, I don't know. So I encourage you guys to go ahead and watch the NRL 22 video. Janae does a great job of breaking it down. So definitely check that out. But I really want to hear what you guys think about the rule change. Now, personally, what I would like to see is a split between the two. I would like to see open class really be unlimited. You can use whatever bags, whatever setup you want. That's because it's open class. And open class, when we leave open class unlimited, then you see some really creative stuff. You see people come up with new shooting implements. Some of them are really only game related. Some of them work their way over into the tactical world and help improve the effectiveness of our military and law enforcement snipers. And that I absolutely love to see. When something that starts in the mind of a competition shooter and then it finds a tactical application, that is great. That's really what the competition side of the long rifle world needs to be, is something that makes our warfighters more effective. So I really, really like to see that side of things. But then the flip side of me is I do not want this to become a match where we can't get new shooters into it because they're intimidated with the amount of equipment that they think they need to be competitive. Now, remember, I said think they need, because you don't really need to roll into an NRL 22 match with $2,000 worth of support gear to be competitive. I would like to see base class limited to a single bag for the entire match. So if you come into it with a Wee Bad Mini Fortune Cookie or a pint-sized Game Changer or a Solo Sack, one of those bags, that is the bag that you run for the entire match. You can choose to not use it, but if you use a support bag, that needs to be the one that you use. And that will force base class shooters to be creative. But it will also prevent them from thinking that they need a ton of gear. So again, you can go into it with that base class, less expensive rifle, less expensive optic, and less expensive support gear, and still be evenly matched as far as equipment versus your competitors. Now, base class, again, I've always looked at base class as it should not be a place that a guy shoots six seasons in base class. You need to shoot base class to see if this is what you want to do, to get your feet wet with it as a young shooter, and then move out of base class into open class and compete against the big dogs. But again, that is just my opinion. I really want to hear what you guys think about it. So please drop a comment in the comment section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. That's going to do it for this Mail Call Mondays. I'm going to end this before I start rambling on because really, I think all of the guys over at NRL 22 and girls are doing an excellent, excellent job of keeping this thing going. The only reason you haven't seen more NRL 22 coverage over the last month or two is just because we had to put our local matches on hold and organized matches across the country kind of got put on pause. So we're getting ready to pick things back up. NRL 22 has introduced a rooftop simulator into the props and expanded some things in the target package. So I have to go out later this week and meet with our match director, and we're going to go through some of that stuff and get some things lined out so we can get our local matches back on track and running. And then I'll be able to bring you guys some more NRL 22 coverage. So that's going to do it for this Mail Call Mondays. If you guys have liked the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you want to know how to support the videos that you guys know and love, please come check us out over on Patreon. And until next time, get out and shoot.